Hi everyone, thanks for coming out. Thanks Ed for doing this. I just broke up with my girlfriend last week. Not good news. We've been going together for about probably 2 years or so. The timeline is a little fuzzy because about 3 months in, we both started cheating on each other, so a little bit dubious. But I was really disappointed at the kind of the bullshit reason that she gave me for breaking up. She said I was too sensitive. And I said, what? What do you mean? Like, I'm not too sensitive. I listen to what you say, and we chat about things, and we support each other and stuff like that. But she said, no, you're great at that. That shit is great. I'm talking about, like, when you decide to cook every now and then, and you come to take the pizza out of the oven, and you say it's good to go, and you can touch it. Your fingers are way, way sensitive, and it's still fucking hot. I burned my hands like 100 times on that. You're way too sensitive, man, I tell you. So I was out shopping in the past week, sort of after the breakup of the girlfriend, needed to get some supplies. And not those kind of supplies, though, yeah. And I was in, this is real, in Staples, when you go to Staples, I needed something to like hang a picture in my place. So you go to Staples and they have everything in there, of course. And the sort of the combination that they have where you can get hanging stuff, there's little plastic ones, big plastic ones, one with nails, ones with metal, whatever. The general sign that they have for that category of material, this is real, hanging supplies. And I thought, this is not right. Like one of the copywriters there has to look at it and say, you know, you don't want a guy going into the store just looking. I'm just looking to put up a picture. I don't want to be thinking about suicide when I'm in there. Right? That's not right. And then I thought of it the other way. Like some depressed guy who's wandering the aisles of Staples and Dollarama and places like that. And he's just going back and forth and back and forth. And then he sees this sign that says hanging supplies. So he says, you know, fuck this shit. I can't do this day in and day out. I'm just going to get it over with. Then he goes into the aisle, and all there's there is little plastic hooks and stuff like that. And then he's even more depressed because I can't even get that right, he thinks. I can't even get suicide right. So, and then the other sign that I saw was in the Shopper's Drug Mart. These are all true signs, too. Not from Jesus, but, you know, just from the thing. So I'm in Shopper's Drug Mart, and I look up. That store is so big now. Like, it used to be the drugstores back in my day, if I can say, had drugs in them and a few other sort of things, like aspirin and stuff like that. Now, they're so huge, I have to stand back at the thing and sort of look at all the big signs they have, because they got about, like, 10 aisles full of all sorts of shit. I swear to God, on one of them, I look down and it says, and just one of the lines says, feminine paper. That's what it said on the sign. And I said, okay, that could be one of two things. I don't need either of them, but it's either tampons or it's like for teenage girls, it's like little stationery with little pink hearts on it so that they can write notes to their boyfriend, that kind of thing. It was one of those, or maybe both, you know? But the last thing I wanted to mention is about, this is not really a sign, but not really a sign for a store. Like, if you're ever in any kind of building or anything, and they're cleaning up there, they're mopping, you'll see that little sign that they put up, the little sandwich board thing that says slippery or be careful or something like that. And it always has a guy on the sign slipping in a very dramatic way. Like, he'll be like the legs are like that, or this kind of thing like that, like this super dramatized like that. Except for one that I saw recently. It's making me cry a little, that's a battle. No. No, I saw one recently where the guy looked pretty normal, and I was wondering, like, he looked normal, and to illustrate the falling part, they had his foot just sticking out just a little bit, but they have kind of a cartoon face, so he looked kind of sad and depressed. And so I thought, oh, okay, this is not the spot for the the things I'm looking for. This is where I get the hanging supplies. So anyway, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Wayne Jones, everybody. Quickly becoming a regular. Man, are we glad about it. Folks, this is, there's no cover to get in this show, there's no treasure to be here, but it is payment you can. Listen, we're broke, okay? Every penny that you put into this bucket is going to go directly back to the comedians, and from them, straight to the nearest bartender, okay? So, just going to pass that around.
I'm doing this for the comedians!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, come up and be a comedian, get your money back.
I've got no hand money.
That's what it is, pass money. Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. I like my job. I like plumbing. The only thing that you guys really have to understand about plumbers, for the sake of this joke, is that all of us, every single one of us,